You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we are talking Kanye's With Child movie and the trailer that came out, and Dame Dash maybe releasing it, not releasing it, just the history of this project and the anime that inspired it. And maybe this might be your second or third time watching this video, as it's my third time trying to post it. This time we have audio, I do believe, so that's a good change from the other two videos. And so this information dates back to January 23rd, and you can see What's Up Ever here, which, by the way, quick aside, we discuss breaking news as it happens, or maybe a few days after it happens. But if you're looking for a source to give you information like ahead of time, subscribing to What's Up Ever on Twitter is the way to go, as they curate most of the information that breaks on the subreddit itself and post things, which I'll get things from a variety of sources, right? Checking articles, other fans or mutuals sending me information. But What's Up Ever is definitely one of the best resources that I've seen. So a continual shout out to them for the information that they provide. But you can see, not only did the With Child trailer appear on Vimeo, but also Dame Dash's Donda documentary. So what happens is that Vimeo tends to be the file sharing network that a lot of professional filmmakers or video people use to share materials. When I was doing a lot of film festival stuff, would always get private Vimeo links. But Vimeo has such a huge database and isn't, I don't think, mainstream popular in the way that YouTube is, that people don't usually go sifting through trying to discover stuff. So this With Child trailer and the documentary that Dame Dash did in Wyoming were both just sitting on Vimeo, completely public, and fans discovered them months after they were posted. I think the one was posted in November, another in October, and discovered them, started sharing them, and then they quickly got shut down, which is what this is referring to. The With Child does have a connection to the Donda documentary. So, I mean, it's not even a Donda documentary. It's just Dame Dash went out to Wyoming after Kanye's presidential rally, right, in July. And you might remember photos of him and Kanye at Walmart, which was pretty funny. But it seems Dame Dash was there for a few days and was filming the whole time. And a lot of the documentary is him in his studio in Los Angeles reflecting on being in Wyoming. You hear from him, you hear from his wife, you hear from his band members, and you hear from the director and I think an editor or someone else that worked on this movie. And in the middle of this documentary, which Kanye is part of, but he's not part of, right? You watch him do some things, but it's not like Kanye's giving candid confessionals to the camera or being asked questions a lot of the way through. It's a lot of like cut up footage, which is Dame Dash talking. Like, Dame's absolutely the star of this documentary, and it's just kind of his experience and what he does, not necessarily about the Kanye album. This movie becomes part of it because it's something that it seems like Dame kind of got Kanye hyped up to do, and the turnaround was really quick. It's like they have the idea, they reach out to some people, you hear Kanye on the call with the director, and he's like, you need to watch Angel's Egg, we're writing it tonight, and we're going to start filming tomorrow, and it's just breakneck. So the quality of this is something that's really up for debate, given how quick the turnaround was. I thought the trailer was cool, but also it's just a trailer. I thought the Terminator 4, what was it? Not Terminator Forever, not Terminator Genesis, but the Terminator from like 2008 to 2007. That trailer was awesome, and that movie sucked. Anyway, so you can see here that it takes place on the Wyoming property, right? And you have this model, and it's kind of fantastic with that glowing light. And Dame Dash, a few days after they took down the video, posted the snippet himself onto his social media, kind of owning it. And there's speculation from What's Up Ever that because Dame Dash has a new platform launching around February 11th, 12th, 13th, right around my birthday and right around the 5-year anniversary of Yeezy Season 3, that we might see the movie or something more related to it on that date. But who knows, right? I mean, Dame Dash might be a little more reliable than Kanye, but Kanye's still involved, so we just never know what's going to happen here. And there's a few more photos, and there's also speculation that this might relate to Yeezy Gap, as Yeezy Gap clothing was featured in it, like this hoodie. I don't know if that's going to be a Yeezy Gap clothing, but they were definitely doing photo shoots for Yeezy Gap during this period. So people wonder if there's some kind of connection. There's speculation that the album's going to drop with Yeezy Gap, and you can see the sun that looks very similar to the Donda album cover being in the background here, and the subtitle of Donda was Donda with Child, and the title of this movie was With Child. So there is a theory about that, but all of our theories so far, every single one that everyone has had about a milestone date, right, hasn't played out ever since the July 24th album release passed, right? It was going to be Kanye's dad's birthday, it was going to be Donda's Remembrance Day, it was going to be the presidential election, it was going to be something else, and then just none of those things. It's been absolutely zero of those things. But Yeezy Season 3 5-year anniversary, that was a turning point moment for Kanye. There has been rumors for a while that Yeezy Gap was going to be released in Q1, specifically more targeted toward January and February. So we'll just have to see. But looking at some of these stills from the With Child movie, you know, they're just using Kanye's resources in Wyoming to do what they can, but it is very sci-fi and futuristic because Kanye has that money. This photo here reminds me of the helicopter scene from Apocalypse Now, the Flight of the Valkyries scene, if you've seen that. I don't know if that's what they're going for. It's just what I get reminded of. But specifically, Kanye shouts out the movie Angel's Egg, and you can see this egg-like thing here. So let's get into Angel's Egg and the egg-like thing that makes up that movie. And I am very bright right now. But it is a 1985 anime that wasn't very popular when it came out. It was actually critically not acclaimed, but derided. And then over the years, more and more people saw it and loved it, and it's become considered a masterpiece of the art anime world. So it's much more highly acclaimed now than it was upon release. But the curious thing, the setting is post-apocalyptic, right? And you just have this girl and this guy that she meets, and she's protecting this egg, and the guy's kind of a jerk, right? But they travel together for a little while, and her protecting this egg, trying to keep it safe until it opens and whatever's inside of it is born, feels very motherly, right? And aligns with that idea of being with child. Even though this is a little girl and it's not like her kid, there is still something in terms of the instinct to be a mother that this relates to. There's still something about child and childbirth that this can be metaphoric for. So I can see Kanye and his love of anime in general searching for just inspirational material to draw from under the idea of with child, and either having seen this movie in the past and recalling it, or being turned onto it now or put onto it now and wanting to use it, feeling inspiration from it. One of the curious things is that it brings in the biblical tale of Noah's Ark, which plays like a role in the metaphor, but also in the world setting, because it's essentially what if the flood didn't go away, or what if Noah wasn't successful with the ark? What if something had gone wrong? And that's what sets up the world in general. So there is religious aspects to it, but you can see here, prior to the production on Angel's Egg, Mamoru Oshii lost his faith in Christianity, which completely different wavelength than Kanye, right? As Kanye has really rediscovered his relationship with Christianity, and here he's finding inspiration from what I can imagine is an album that also is pro-Christian or pro-faith, pro-religion, given some of the track titles. But Kanye has inspiration from a movie that's about a loss of faith, and a loss of faith specifically in Christianity. Senses of Cinema opine that the film seems informed by the existential desperation caused by the collapse of one's belief system. So that's pretty fascinating as well to see how Kanye would incorporate aspects of that or maybe riff on them, counter them, which if you've seen or tried to watch the previous videos, you've seen that they have run times of 15 minutes and 22 minutes. And that's because I always go off in a spiel at this point about how Kanye is constantly inspired by the work of other artists and often uses them as a foundation for his own storytelling. So in our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, we often talk about how each Kanye album is about the period of his life leading up to that album. So if you're ever like, I wonder what My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is about, look at what Kanye was doing after 808's released and right up to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy's release. And that's what that album's about. It's very easy to pinpoint with 808s, right? That's kind of the inroad. As leading up to that album, Kanye's mom passed away, his engagement to Alexis Pfeiffer fell apart. So Kanye was really in this state of loneliness and heartache and loss, and that's what informed that. You look at Graduation, well, even College Dropout, right? Kanye was just getting into the music industry. And what is a College Dropout about? Somebody that was outside the music industry, living in Chicago, becoming part of it and getting signed to a record deal. That was Kanye's journey. And then Late Registration gets away from that because now Kanye's exploring what just happened to him in the time after the College Dropout. He's enjoying a little bit more fame, but starting to feel a little more pressure, reflecting back on his old life and how it compares to his new life. And that informs a lot of Late Registration. Graduation, Kanye had 2005 to 2007 to really bask in the success of having number one hits on Late Registration, just the overall success of two albums and his rise in pop culture and overall popularity. And you see on Graduation, Kanye ascending to that superstar status and embracing that, but also starting to explore the negative side effects of that in terms of ego and lifestyle and where that can lead you. And then Yeezus is another perfect example in the fact that Kanye had been, prior to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, exiled from America, essentially, in the wake of the Taylor Swift fiasco, right? He went to Japan, he went to Italy, he went to France, and was living abroad for like 6 months before he came back. But even then, he was staying in Hawaii a lot more than continental America. So Kanye was really on this exodus for a long time, which is part of what informed the story of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, or is what informed the story of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and him feeling lost in the world and wondering who will survive in America. It's essentially Kanye talking and reflecting on like cancel culture before it was a thing. And I think cancel culture gets sent out kind of ironically these days, but there was really like a vicious backlash to what Kanye did, as that kind of behavior I think is more accepted today than it was in 2009 when Kanye interrupted Taylor. I feel like if somebody interrupted someone today, there'd be no backlash whatsoever. Maybe like a 24-hour news cycle, but not like Kanye fleeing the country kind of thing, which he had a lot of heat on him. But Yeezus, he had returned to America and was just kind of doing his thing again. He had had the hit of Watching the Throne, he had had Cruel Summer, and he was back in the swing of things, but still not necessarily settled in his life. We know from 808s and Heartbreak, we know from My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy that he wanted a relationship with someone, and that was specifically Kim Kardashian. And right before Yeezus, he starts dating Kim, right? Early 2012, they have their first public dates. By the end of 2012, she's pregnant, they're getting engaged. 2013, the week before the album comes out, North is born, and 2014, he's married. So you look at Yeezus, and the first half of songs is all about just this hollow celebrity life that he's living. And then the final song, Bound 2, is about having this relationship and the potential for it to go all the way. Like, you make it to Thanksgiving, you make it to Christmas, maybe you can get married, maybe you can do this thing. And that's because that's the place that Kanye was actually in at that time. So Yeezus just goes over his life. So you have all of that, but then Kanye also uses the structure from movies to usually focus what is going on in his life, or not even movies, other just projects in total. So you look at the Famous music video, right? With all the celebrity wax figures in bed, and That was based on a Vincent Desiderio painting. That's the exact same thing. It's just people laid out in bed. In the final frames, when you zoom back, that's supposed to capture the painting. And Kanye used that as a foundation for the Famous video, as kind of a sampling of Vincent's work in order to make his point about fame and celebrity. Because in Sleep, the painting that he references is just anonymous figures that we're kind of spying on. So you get the voyeuristic commentary, the voyeuristic experience, but it's just strangers that you don't know anything about. So you can just really guess at what's going on with them. But for Kanye in the Famous video, it's fame, right? So it's celebrities in the bed, and we know everything about them. And we know why it's scandalous that Bill Cosby's in bed. We know why it's scandalous that Taylor Swift is there, that Ray J's there, that Trump's there, because we know too much about these people. So it's commentary on fame, voyeurism, the public knowing too much, media. It's genius. But Kanye has done that for a long time. I mean, The College Dropout just kind of takes the basic Adam Sandler movie plots in terms of starting on the outside of things, having an opportunity, having some highs and lows, and then succeeding. You know, it's kind of just a story structure 101 kind of thing for a happy ending. But Graduation actually is based on a Common song, I Used to Love Her, which Common uses as a metaphor for his feelings about hip-hop, specifically the commercialization of hip-hop, and how it went from something that was of the people and for the people to being taken over by Hollywood and commercialized, and how it's become something far more uglier, something far less beautiful than what it had been. And he tells that story through this girl that he grew up with, right? And the fact that she was cool, she was awesome, he loved her, everybody loved her, but then she goes out to LA and she starts to change, and she's still kind of cool, but then gets consumed by LA culture and she's no longer what she was. And Common's commenting on this, watching her as this outside perspective. On Graduation, Kanye's her. He's hip hop. He's the one that was innocent, that now is out in Los Angeles getting corrupted and trying to come back and being told, you've changed, you're not the same person. And it's Chicago who is Common. And so Chicago is the one that's watching Kanye, this person that she watched grow up, that she loved, go out and change and try to come back home. And she has to be the one to tell him, like, sorry, you can't come home again. Really heartbreaking. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Wizard of Oz, is the structure that's used with, I think, some inspiration from Wicked. Kanye actually tweeted in September of 2010, 2 months before the album dropped, that he loved Wicked, that he had seen the play 4 times, and that it was his story specifically. So we have that as evidence. And then just The Wizard of Oz, you start in Kansas, you have the dream, right, where Dorothy goes into Oz, and then she wakes up not knowing if it really happened or not, but realizing that there's no place like home. Kanye starts in reality, at the end of Power, jumps out the window, and you have the tornado in terms of the All of the Lights interlude, and him waking up in this bizarre, twisted fantasy world. And where Dorothy gets to go home, Kanye doesn't. He's lost and wondering who can even survive in America. So that's the overlap there. And then Yeezus, Great Gatsby, which might be shocking to a lot of people, but it's actually pretty fascinating because in the time that Kanye and Jay-Z were recording Watch the Throne, they were at the Mercer Hotel, right, in 2011, and that happened to overlap with the time that Baz Luhrmann and Leonardo DiCaprio decided they wanted to make a Great Gatsby movie. And they actually came to the Mercer Hotel and hung out in the studio when pitching Jay-Z about doing the score and music for the movie. So Kanye's in the studio with Luhrmann and DiCaprio, talking to them, listening to them talk about Gatsby, and then he's on tour with Jay for another 6 months as Jay's working on this project. So there's just a pretty interesting overlap there between Great Gatsby's production and Jay-Z's involvement, and Kanye not being part of it, but near it, and then using a similar story in terms of the situation Jay Gatsby's in terms of having all this wealth, but living a hollow life and longing for relationship and love. And where Kanye in Wizard of Oz made it a sad ending rather than a happy ending. With Yeezus, it's more of a happy ending gray area than the tragedy that is Great Gatsby. But there is a really, I don't know if you can say it's objectively based on Great Gatsby, but there's enough evidence there to make the connection and make the argument. And then The Life of Pablo is based on the story of Paul the Apostle, right? Kanye tweeted that out as well, with Paul being somebody that was a sinner and persecuted Christians, to somebody that was converted and ended up becoming not just a apostle or prophet, but a saint of the Christian religion. So that conversion from sinner to saint is what Life of Pablo is really focused on, as Kanye looks to change from being a rock star, rap star, indulging in that lifestyle, to a husband and family man, going from a sinful life to a saintly life, which is why the cover is which one. Anyway, that's my rant on that and why Kanye would base a movie on Angel's Egg, because it just seems to be something, the same way that he samples songs and uses that as a foundation for his music, he seems to also sample narratives when putting together his own narratives and just kind of taking concepts, borrowing the structure. I mean, you could look at it as retelling, I guess, in some ways. Even the Runaway movie, talking about My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and Wizard of Oz, the Phoenix is essentially Dorothy, right? Coming to Oz, she's there, she's weirded out, and then she goes back home. Anyway, really way past being informative about this news and just me ranting and raving about Kanye info that I have, but I hope it was enjoyable for you. And also, as a side note, our podcast is no longer Patreon exclusive in terms of all the albums that were available. We used to only have the College Dropout 2.0 available, and now we have uploaded all of Yay, Kids See Ghosts, Jesus Is King, and all of our Late Registration 2.0, Graduation 2.0, 808s, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy are all forthcoming over the rest of this year. So we finished Late Registration and are in the midst of recording Graduation 2.0. So if you want to have a completely new perspective on these last three Kanye albums and really appreciate them more than you ever have before, then go ahead and give a listen to our podcast, because they will change the way you listen. It's available on all the major podcasting networks. With Spotify, you're going to have to scroll down a lot of ways. I forgot that this started with our old stories that are from years ago, right? September of 2015, October of 2015. But the newer stuff is all here at the bottom. So maybe it's different if you... No, I'm following it. Anyway, give that a listen. And if you're enjoying the channel and you want to support, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, or comment, as those things tell YouTube this is a channel people engage with, and they show it to more people, which goes a long way in helping us out. So that's it for this video. Hopefully the audio works. Hopefully. But until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.